This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. National Assembly members hold deliberations on different headings of the appropriation bill. Nepal confirms 380 new coronavirus cases, taking national tally to 6,591. 117 people return home after recovery. Supreme Court orders government to mobilize public fund to rescue stranded Nepali migrant workers, and Indian authorities say at least 20 soldiers killed in border skirmishes with China. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly members in yesterday's meeting held discussions under different headings of the Appropriation Bill 2020. Lawmakers took part in the deliberations under different headings of Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Ministry of Commerce and Supplies, Ministry of Health and Population, Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, Ministry of Energy and Water Resources, Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Ministry of Home Affairs. Similarly, budget allocation under different headings of the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Office of the President, Office of the Vice President and National Planning Commission were also discussed. Lawmakers Jitendra Deb, Anita Debkota, Taradevi Bhatta, Prakash Panta and Ramesh Jangrayamaji presented their proposals seeking reduction of expenditure on different headings in the appropriation bill. With the confirmation of 380 new cases yesterday, the total number of coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 6,591. The number again, 6,591. Addressing the regular press briefing yesterday, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed that 28 female and 352 male were tested positive for COVID-19 from the test conducted yesterday. Spokesperson Dr. Gautam further said coronavirus infection had now spread to 73 districts with the confirmation virus infection in 6,092 males and 499 females. 107 people returned home after recovery yesterday. 1,158 people have returned home so far following recovery. As per the latest update, 143,738 PCR tests have been carried out across the country, while 223,519 RDT tests have been carried out. Within the last 24 hours, 5,055 PCR test and 4,183 RDT test have been carried out. The Supreme Court has ordered the government to mobilize the public fund to rescue the stranded Nepali migrant workers. A division bench of Justices Dr. Ananda Mohan Bhattrai and Hari Prasad Puyal ordered the government to mobilize the Foreign Employment Welfare Fund to bring back the foreign employment seekers who had gone abroad with a labor permit issued by the Nepali government. The order states that it is the government's responsibility to bear the expenses to bring the stranded Nepalese home, as the employers would not provide a return ticket if they have to return before the contract period, and in that case the laborers would not have enough money to return on their own. The court also ordered the government to bear the expenses to bring back the laborer who was certified to be rescued by diplomatic mission or labor consulates. Earlier, advocate Som Luitel had registered a case seeking mobilization of Foreign Employment Welfare Fund to rescue stranded Nepali foreign employment seekers. With the objective of putting pressure on government to work effectively against the coronavirus pandemic, Nepali Congress has submitted memorandums to the Prime Minister via all chief district officers across the country. Following the decision of Nepali Congress Central Committee on 8 June, Nepali Congress simultaneously sent memorandums to the Prime Minister via all 7 provinces, 77 districts and foreign diplomatic missions. Receiving the memorandum from the Congress's Parliamentary Committee, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urged all politicians to get involved in creating awareness against COVID-19 infection. Meanwhile, the memorandums urged the government to rescue Nepali stranded in foreign countries, arranging provision of easy and accessible return, provide relief to single women, expectant mothers and physically disadvantaged people, immediately improve the condition of quarantine, increase PCR test and manage 10 million rupees insurance to the frontline fighters against coronavirus, including health practitioners, security personnel and media persons. Israel has provided 550 units of personal protective equipment, PPEs, 10,000 units of masks, 50 units of infrared digital thermometers, and 5,000 pairs of surgical gloves to Nepal in its fight against COVID-19. Additionally, hand sanitizers, hand sprayers, and disinfectant solutions were also donated amid a function at the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday. At the brief function held at the premises of the ministry, Ambassador of Israel to Nepal, Benny Omer, handed over the medical supplies to Minister for Health and Population, Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal. The Supreme Court has given clean chit to six football players, including the then national football team captain Sagar Thapa, who were convicted of match fixing by the lower court. A division bench of justices duo Dr. Ananda Mohan Bhattrayam and Bam Kumar Shrestha gave clean chit, upholding the special court order. Among the clean chit recipients are former national football team captain Sagar Thapa, vice captain Sandeep Rai, goalkeeper Ritesh Thapa and Bikas Singh Chetri, and players Anjan Casey and David Thapa. Out of 111 industries located at Hetauda Industrial Corridor in Makwanpur District, 80 have resumed their productions. Industrial Corridor Management Office Chief Rajendra Kadel said the industries were yet to return in the full capacity, though they resumed their businesses after the lockdown. He added that industries have only used 60% of their full capacity to produce outputs. Big-scale industries including Asian Paints, RN Chemicals and Khajuri Nepal, as well as small-scale industries including dairy and drinking water, have started their production. Similarly, processes have been forwarded to bring Hetauda Cement Industry into operation within its full capacity. A partial solar eclipse is occurring on coming Sunday. This solar eclipse will be visible from Nepal on June 21st. The partial eclipse will begin from 10:50 a.m. on Sunday and will enter into the middle position at 12:38 p.m. and will last until 2:23 p.m. According to the Calendar Determination Committee, it will last for 3 hours and 33 minutes. With the onset of the monsoon season, the weather has turned cloudy since last few days, with chances of rainfall in most places of the country in the next 3 days, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. Meteorologist Pratibha Manandar said there was possibility of rainfall in most places of the country over the next 3 days as the monsoon wind is active. The forecast division said the monsoon wind entered Nepal via the eastern part of the country on June 12. The division said the influence of this weather system had affected the central and eastern region of the country yesterday, while its effects would be felt in the western region from today onwards. The monsoon in Nepal brings torrential rain, which can cause weather hazards such as flash floods, river flooding and landslides. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Indian officials say at least 20 Indian soldiers were killed in a clash with Chinese forces in a disputed Himalayan border area. The incident following rising tensions and is the first deadly clash in the border area in at least 45 years. The Indian Army initially said 3 of its soldiers had been killed, adding that both sides suffered casualties. But later on Tuesday, officials said a number of critically injured soldiers had died of their wounds. International relation experts say violence between 2 armies high up in the Himalayas is very serious and pressure will grow on the 2 nuclear powers not to allow a slide in full-scale conflict. Early on Tuesday, the Indian Army said 3 of its soldiers, including an officer, had died in a clash in Ladakh. Later in the day, it released a statement saying the 2 sides had disengaged. According to the Global Times of China, though the Chinese army suffered casualties, the number has not been ascertained. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijiang said India had crossed the border twice on Monday. Both sides insist no bullet has been fired in the 4 decades, and the Indian Army said on Tuesday that that no shots were fired in this skirmish. There are reports that it was fought with rocks and clubs. More than 8.2 million people have been confirmed to have the coronavirus around the world. More than 4.3 million people have recovered, while at least 445,000 people have died as per the latest data updated by the World Meter. Meanwhile, there are more than 3.4 million active cases of coronavirus across the globe. The United States has recorded more than 119,000 deaths, the highest number of deaths worldwide recorded so far. This is followed by Brazil with more than 45,000 deaths. India has recorded more than 11,000 deaths with more than 354,000 coronavirus infection cases. Meanwhile, in China, Beijing's Education Commission has ordered the closure of the capital school again following a new outbreak of coronavirus. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division says the weather is likely to be mostly cloudy in province number 1, province number 2, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and province number 5, and generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of province number 1, province number 2, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and province number 5, and light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the Karnali and Sudhir Paschim province. Chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of province number 1, 2 and Bagmati province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 24.8 degrees Celsius and minimum of 20 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. National Assembly members hold deliberations on different headings of the appropriation bill. Nepal confirms 380 new coronavirus cases, taking national tally to 591. 117 people return home after recovery. Supreme Court orders government to mobilize public fund to rescue stranded Nepali migrant workers, and Indian authorities say at least 20 soldiers killed in border skirmishes with China. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.mp. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.